Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here. Before we jump in today's episode, I'd like to announce the next bootcamp. It's going to start January 6, 2020, and we're putting it together right now. It should be our biggest bootcamp so far. In 2019, we had 6 bootcamps, and about 100 people went through it. And I have to tell you, it's been an amazing experience. In fact, this year has been incredible. Those people who went through the boot camp came from all over the world with all different levels of understanding the law of attraction and Joshua's teachings. Some had never even heard the term law of attraction and had just recently found Joshua, and some had been studying for years. But the thing that they all got is this new perspective about who they are, how this reality works, and how to engage the law of attraction to create the lives of their dreams. And so many amazing things have happened. People are starting podcasts, writing books, writing blogs, getting promotions at work, getting better relationships with their loved ones and children and spouses and parents and all that sort of thing. But the most amazing thing is the boot camp itself helps everyone discover their soul's purpose. You know, you came here intending to discover who you truly are and to find out what you're here to do. And when you go along on a journey of self-discovery, discovering who you truly are, all your attributes and talents emerge, things you didn't even know about yourself. You are a unique person, and every experience in your life is unique as well. And all of the experiences of your life had led you up to discovering law of attraction, maybe finding Abraham Hicks, maybe getting into yoga or something else, and then eventually finding Joshua. And now that you're here, it's time to take the next step in your evolution, your spiritual journey. You do that by engaging a process, an active process, where you work through all your limiting beliefs and all your pre-held conceptions about what physical reality was and about yourself, and you shed the illusion of unworthiness and imperfection and being flawed and all that stuff. You intended to expand in joy. Yet sometimes you expand in joy through experiences, and sometimes you expand in suffering. That suffering simply comes from a limited perspective brought forth by limiting beliefs. If you can adjust those limiting beliefs, reduce the intensity of them, then you offer less resistance. In that state of less resistance, you are more in alignment. And in alignment, you receive inspiration to take you on your spiritual journey to discover who you truly are. You end the resistance, and so all these amazing things start to happen. You've been led by inspiration, by guidance, to find the law of attraction, to find Joshua, to listen to this podcast, and now is time for you to go to the next level. The new bootcamp starts January 6th. If you would like to learn more about it, it is very intense. The only way you can learn more about it is to send me an email, joshuateachings@gmail.com. And then if you're interested in what you hear on that email, we can schedule a conversation to make sure you're at the right place and this is for you. It's a fun conversation. I've done about 100 of them so far, and everyone is different. So don't be scared. Don't let your fear stop you from doing what you're inspired to do. Reach out to me at joshuateachings@gmail.com, and I'll tell you all about it. So enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
We're going to talk to you, you who are in the boot camp, you who are seeking a new approach to life. We are going to talk to you from a much higher level now. You have been listening to us for a little while. You have been doing the work. You have been looking at your belief system. You are realizing who you truly are. You're moving in the direction of the life you intended to live prior to your birth, and you're giving up the constraints of your society and the programming that you attracted in your youth. You are now seeing things in a new way. You're now opening up your belief system so that more of what's actually going on in reality is coming to you, mostly from within. From within, when you connect to the source of love consciousness, you are receiving ideas at a higher level, ideas that are for you specifically, not the full fruition of the idea, but just the step that you can take now. You're realizing that you are a being based in love, and that you can have, be, and do anything that you want, and that you set pre-birth intentions, and those intentions are guiding you forward. You are here in existence in physical reality to discover the power that exists within you. And you discover that by going with the flow of life, of the conditions that are being presented to you, of all the people that are coming into your life, and all the feelings that you are going through on your day. Sometimes you will perceive something is wrong and you will dip into a lower state of being and you will be receptive to urges to change conditions. The idea of wrong is now being thought of from another perspective. Possibly that thing, that event, or those people, or especially yourself, that you think is wrong in some form is actually perfectly right. What if you could see it as right rather than wrong? What would that allow you to do? Well, it would allow you to maintain your alignment more often. It would allow you to be receptive to inspiration. It would allow you the conscious awareness that you are not controlled by the conditions or other people, but by your feelings and thoughts around those people. And if you can change your perspective, and if you can choose a new perception of reality based on the magnificence that is you, and the design of the system, and why you are here in the first place, well, then you can dismiss or negate that which you think is wrong and turn your attention to whatever it is you want to experience now. Instead of being guided by the fear that something is wrong, you're guided by the possibilities for experience, possibilities that do not exist in the non-physical in the way they exist in the physical. Because in the physical, you perceive them as real and tangible and important and exhilarating and magnificent. And yet, if you are living a life based in fear, you are looking at the exact same conditions from a limited perspective, which causes you to perceive that something wrong is happening. Can you see now that since you are in charge of your perspective, since you can see through the illusion of wrong, since you can choose a new definition for yourself, that now you have this power that has always existed, yet you were unaware of it previously. Now, when you see yourself from the perspective of Source itself, the creator of all that is, the absolute creator of everything, you can see that you are worthy of creating that which you truly want. You are worthy of creating anything you want. And yet, that which you think you want is quite different than that which you truly want. If you can go into who you truly are, this Source Self idea, this creator idea, not needing to be validated by conditions or circumstances or what people think of you, if you can just be who you truly are, then you will be guided effortlessly to the life you intended to live. Now, you may think that another type of life is more preferable, but that's simply because you do not realize the feelings that will come from a life lived in love as opposed to a life lived in fear and control. A life lived in love is a life of pure acceptance of what is. Knowing that what is perfect because it's a perfect reflection to the vibration you're offering. You no longer seek to change the conditions or the people or especially yourself. You realize that all you need to do is change your perspective on those things and you'll see them in a way that is perfectly aligned with the magnificent, limitless being that you truly are. And with that, we would like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
I find that with the flow, want to stop it. It gets too much. So I feel like sometimes my limiting beliefs are there because they're trying to control the flow of things happening.
The control of anything is based in fear. This idea that the flow is going to take you effortlessly and easily to everything that you want is aligned with love. The belief that the flow is happening too quickly or too much or too whatever is simply a sign of some limiting beliefs. There is nothing wrong with this, and you can stop the flow at any time. But as you get better and better and better at processing those limiting beliefs and realizing who you truly are, you'll want more of the flow, not less of it. You want to move vigorously and excitedly towards whatever you're being led to. The fear is that you could lose something or that you could encounter some unwanted condition. And while you may encounter a manifestation event, the manifestation event is certainly wanted. From the highest perspective, anything that comes to you is for you. And so if you're going with the flow, you will receive many, 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 many good feelings. You will receive many, many, many exciting experiences. You will have to see yourself from a higher perspective through each experience. And occasionally, it'll be brought to your attention that you have a limiting belief. And this will be done in the form of first a negative thought or an unwanted thought or a resistant thought. And if you ignore those thoughts or pay no attention to them, then it might come up as a mild manifestation event, something that you can easily handle, that you can easily see through, and how it's perfectly for you. Yet if you continue to see that that event is wrong or the people involved is wrong or you're wrong for how you are being in that event, then you will resist it further and other events will pop up. So the flow is what you are seeking, and with a little bit of practice, you will see that you can easily move through everything. Because as you go with the flow, encounter manifestation events, see it from a higher perspective, you'll gain confidence as you overcome this limited idea of yourself and move to another expanded idea of who you truly are. Do you have an example of the flow being too much in your life?
Well, I've been very worried about money. And so I decided to really feel that I was abundant financially. And then I got, someone asked me to do a little work for them. And then there's a job I could apply to came up. And then it, all of a sudden it became overwhelming that I don't know if I could, that job interferes with this or that, or I don't even know if I want it. And then I just felt overwhelmed by.
Certainly, because you believe that the job that exists in your mind through your imagination is the actual job, yet you do not know where that job will lead to. It could lead to simply one day on the job where you get a new idea or you meet a new person, and that could be the end of that needing of that job or the end of the experience of that job. So you are using your imagination in an limiting way, not in an empowering way. If you could imagine that my only step in front of me is to apply for this job, and then I will see where it takes me, and then I can make a decision based on more information. Yet if you perceive that this is going to take you away from doing the things you want to do, well, then you're going to perceive loss. And in order to control the fear of loss, you're going to dip into a lower emotional state of being, reach for an urge, and try to change the condition. And the condition to change will be this job application. And so you'll say, I'm not even going to go to that job application. It came to me. This job is in my experience, but my fear is preventing me from taking the step that's right in front of me.
So I'm making it too big.
The overwhelmment can only come from the imagination. You can never receive anything that is too much for you. It is not possible. You could only perceive from a limited use of your imagination that something could go wrong, or you could lose something, or you could face some event that you're unwilling to face. And the reason you'd be unwilling to face anything is the fear of the negative emotion. Now, let's say that you did get this job, and let's say that the job demanded long hours, and that you had to now work 12, 14 hours a day. And that in the working of those things, you didn't have time for yoga, you didn't have time for your family, you didn't have time to date, you didn't have time for any of these things that you want to do. Well, that would not be how the universe would work it out for you. Because since you are the creator of everything, you'll create enough time to allow in everything you want. So a job cannot come to you that does not incorporate these things unless it's for you to see how you are being. You are being, oh, I have to do this in order to be seen as good, or I have to do this in order to get the money that I need to support myself, you see. If you just go with the flow of what is happening, take on every opportunity that comes to you, do the one step you can do, you will see how the universe elegantly works it out. So possibly the job is just to get you used to making an interview, or used to sending in your resume, or used to thinking about what a job that you want might look like. And that's all that that particular job is for, or that interview is for, or that application is for. It's just to get you to a vibrational level, because you are always being guided to the vibrational level of everything you want. And so if you're always being guided to the vibrational level of everything you want, which means that you're not at that vibrational level now, then everything that comes to you is purposely, intentionally there so that you can move to the next level of vibrational readiness for the next step on your journey. You will always be taken care of in every single area of your life, in relationships, finances, health, spirituality. All these things will be taken care of because that is the basis of your desire, of your true desires. If you perceive that you need to do something in order to get what you need on your own, you'll not be excited. You'll effort and struggle your way there. If you can go with the flow and accept whatever comes just for the experience of that, everything will work out elegantly and magically. And we promise you that. If you start going with the flow more, you'll build a sense of confidence and have more and more faith that this universe is on your side.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next? Jump on in.
Joshua, I have a question.
Yes.
So if we know prior to our birth our intention of coming here for this life experience, then why do we get such amnesia when we get here? And then it takes finding this teachings to figure it out. Like, how come we don't come with some kind of intuition already? Like,
well, you certainly come with intuition. You certainly come with all the guidance, but you do not trust it and you do not realize what it is. You perceive that your thoughts are manufactured in your brain as if your brain's a thought factory. The truth is you attract your thoughts and you receive thoughts. And when you are vibrationally in alignment, you are receiving this intuition. You're receiving guidance in every moment of your life. You are never without guidance. Yet when you receive an inspired idea, you discount it because it does not conform to your set of beliefs. You perceive loss. You perceive that negative emotion is something to be avoided. And so you do not do what you're inspired to do. If you simply went with the flow of life, receiving the inspiration while in alignment, you would be guided to everything quickly and effortlessly and easily. Now, the system of physical reality allows you for expansion that is not possible in the non-physical. In the non-physical, there is no fear. You exist as pure positive consciousness. You exist in a state of love. You can have, be, and do anything instantly in the non-physical. Yet there is no expansion in that because you already know this. You see, you already know that you're guided. You already know that you're receiving everything you need. You come to physical, you forget all your past lives. You forget your non-physical life. You perceive yourself in a certain aspect of source in the beginning, and then you are taught away from that. You are programmed into another approach to life. And while you could live differently, this time of awakening that you have brought yourself here, where civilization has gotten to this point of technology and the vast array of experiences that are available, you now are on a trajectory that you intended based on where you were born, the time you were born, and who you were born into, the family that you're born into. You knew you'd adopt limiting beliefs, but you also knew the intentions that you set prior to your birth would be so strong that you would be guided step by step by step, sometimes resisting it, sometimes accepting it, to a place where you're ready to receive more information. You came as a light worker, as a spiritual leader and teacher, to help bring in a new approach to life in this time of awakening. And so you're one of the few who found your way to this information. But you've always had a desire for this information. And can you see how strong that pre-birth intention is? Because no matter what you existed for in the past, trying to conform to the norms of society, trying to conform to an approach to life that says you're a victim, you still found your way to these teachings and you still had that interest. Well, that interest is proof of your intentions prior to your birth. Whatever your interest is, that interest is created based on pre-birth intentions. And if you realize that your pre-birth intentions are primarily to express your love and acceptance to the conditions, to other people, and especially yourself, to experience true freedom and true abundance and to live in joy, expanding with each experience to discover who you truly are, then from this point in your life, you can give less attention and power to the beliefs that were imposed on you earlier in life. And you can now start to open up your beliefs to more about who you truly are, which is the most beneficial thing. When you can see yourself as the creator of your reality, as source itself, as powerful, as moving along perfectly in every moment of your life towards more understanding of who you truly are, you will be guided, just as you have before, to more and more awareness of who you are and more expansion. But now that you've come here, you can say, I need not resist this flow of life. I need not resist who I truly am. I need not resist any of my talents and attributes, and I need not resist this inspiration that I'm receiving. I can do anything I'm inspired to do. And in this new approach to life, realizing your authentic self that you exist with in the physical is the same as the authentic self that existed in the non-physical. You just have this aspect of fear, and this aspect of fear incurs limiting beliefs that are not present in the non-physical. And so while you are omnipotent and the creator of your reality in the non-physical and can have, be, and do everything in the non-physical, the same is true in the physical. With the thoughts that are coming to you, designed for you to allow you to explore physical reality as you intended, you can do anything you're inspired to do. And whatever you're inspired to do specifically will lead to more understanding of who you are. Until you come to a place of acceptance that who you always were was perfect, because who you always were was source itself. When you realize this about yourself now, well, now the little things you think you want are less important, because nothing is really important. Nothing really matters. The only thing that matters is that you can live and exist in the moment, processing the fears as they arise, looking at limiting beliefs, analyzing them, and making them less significant in your life, so that when you do receive inspiration, you can take the steps and you can use your imagination in an empowering way, imagining simply the step in front of you and not having any attachment to any outcome. If you knew all of this going in, well, then there'd be no purpose to physical reality, would there?
But what about all the millions of people, you know, as I'm driving and I'm just see these people like just living their little lives and they're just oblivious to this teachings and to all of this. Like, why did they come here, but yet they're oblivious to it all?
All of them have the opportunity to discover this information. All of them are moving from fear to love at their pace. All of them have chosen to come in this time of awakening. All of them are interested in the expansion that physical reality provides. Yet, from your perspective, you say, these teachings and this new approach to life are so vastly superior to my old approach to life that I am thankful that I got here. Yet from the perspective of the non-physical, it isn't that much different. You see, the experience of physical reality is expansive. And whether people are expanding in joy or in suffering, from the non-physical, it does not matter, because this life experience is but a blink of an eye. It's just like a thought that you would think now. One thought of all the thoughts that have come into your life are not that important, are they? That one thought that comes to you 5 minutes ago cannot even be remembered. And imagine living so many lives and so many experiences and so much expansion that one single life isn't important. We've come to tell you, specifically for you who are listening on this call now and sometime in the future, that you've done enough expanding in suffering already. And so for the human race to move more towards love, it is beneficial for some of you to come forth, to find this information, to become a beacon of alignment, a beacon that others will see, and that the mass consciousness will move more towards love and eventually be living in more love and more acceptance. It corresponds to the technology that's available now. Because in that technology, almost all people on the planet have access to information that was unavailable 50 years ago. And they can see the relative difference between the existence that they're having and the existence that others are having. 50 years ago, wherever anyone was located on the planet, they were mostly aware of those who lived around them. And so that life that they lived and those lived around them, they adapted to that life so much so that there was no desire for anything more than that, or less of a desire. Now imagine you're living in some remote part of the world, and through the use of the internet, you can see people living these big, bold lives. Well, this creates a lot of desire within. And so the desire could be to adopt a Western approach to life. And if the vast majority of people on this planet adopted that Western approach to life, they would be captivated by the illusion of wealth and the trappings of the Western life, without realizing the spiritual side of it, without realizing what this system is all about. And so some of you have come to show what the system is actually about, how the law of attraction works, how the laws of the universe works, and the purpose of physical reality. Not to achieve things or possess things or make things happen on your own so that you can feel worthy, but to discover who you truly are and how powerful you are in your authentic self. This is what you are doing. This is why you are here. This is why all of you are here. You are all here first, and others will find you, and others will find the old approach to life, and there will be those who are moving in a more spiritual path, and there'll be those who are moving in a more material, physical path. And at some point, those who are living in a material path will see those who are living in a spiritual path and realize that the spiritual path is the path that leads to more joy and to the discovery of who they truly are. This is an interesting time, and you came to be a part of it. But there is no wrong in anything anyone else does. And so if they live in a state of oblivion to what is actually happening, it is not as important as you think it is.
Okay, thank you. I guess maybe because I'm starting to see things from a higher perspective and I'm just really getting it. And then I'm just like, gosh, so many people are missing out. And so I just thank you for the clarity.
All people are thinking spiritual thoughts at their own level. And some of those ideas of spirituality are in conflict with their belief system. And so while they're receiving the intuition and the inspired ideas and the guidance to look at life more spiritually, those ideas often conflict with the programming and with their focus. And while you have come to this place ready to experience more joy in your life and more expansion towards who you truly are, they are still perfectly suited experiencing the suffering. And when they transition, they will see that in this time of awakening, they had the opportunities all around them to move in a more spiritual direction. And so when they come in to the next life, their pre-birth intentions might be a bit stronger, just as your pre-birth intentions were strong this time. And it is not necessarily a preferable life to have the same pre-birth intentions that you had, because many of you who are on this spiritual journey have gone through situations that you say other people shouldn't experience that same situation. Other people should have an easier life. And so some come in with the intention to have a more quiet life, a more less expansive life. Those of you now came in with the intention to find this information. And so your emotional sensitivity is much higher than many other people. And you chose this. This is part of choosing your body and choosing where you were born and choosing your DNA and choosing all these things. You ended up on the spectrum of emotional sensitivity that was more sensitive than the average person who is not ready to go on a journey that you're going on, because they are still sifting and sorting and experiencing lack and frustration and sorrow and sadness, where that might be perfectly suited for the life that they intended based on their level of expansion through all the lives they've lived before. One is not better or worse. One is not higher or lower. It's just different. And this reality perfectly presents the opportunity to explore anything, so much more than was available even 10 years ago.
All right. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
I have a question, Joshua.
Yes.
It's probably beyond what I can actually imagine, but lately I've been thinking, how does Source experience itself through us? I mean, there's so many of us, so many experiences. Just, it's hard to, can you sort of explain it in a simple way that might make some sense?
How do you experience every moment of your life?
I'm in it.
And where is Source when you're in it?
In me.
Absolutely. You are Source. So Source is experiencing your life through you, and Source is experiencing your husband's life through him, and Source is experiencing everyone's life through them, and Source is experiencing the life of every cell, every bird, every worm, every tree, through every cell.
Expansiveness, though. Is it like, how can that happen? Like, all, I can see, you know, one person's experience, but like all of us all the time, what does Source like decide? Oh, I think I'll see what Kim's doing today.
Source doesn't choose Kim over Joe.
Uh-huh.
Source feels Kim and Joe and everyone else all at the same time. It's this human focus on one thing at a time, or two things at a time, or three things at a time. It's really just one thing at a time. That causes you to perceive that this is the only way to experience anything. But this ability to focus on one thing at a time is part of the physical experience, because it allows you to navigate your reality. There are those among you, rare people among you, that are experiencing far more at the same time than you are. And so they operate quite differently, and they're on another plane of existence, you see. So the human perspective is limited compared to the Source perspective in all things. The human perspective is based on this physical experience. The non-physical perspective has no constraints. And so from the non-physical experience, as you transition to the non-physical and exist in a positive state of consciousness and love, you're also able to experience all of the experiences of those that you care about in this lifetime, plus all of the experiences of those who are interested in the same things you're interested in this lifetime. And so there are entities with us now that are part of this Joshua experience who are experiencing you as you're experiencing the answer to this question, as well as everyone else who is listening to this now and everyone else who will listen to this in the future, all at the same time.
Hmm. Wow. It's hard to fathom.
This is why if you can open up your belief system and allow that there is, for the fact that there's more going on here than you can perceive with your physical senses, but everything you need will come from the non-physical, from thoughts coming to you and inspiration coming to you. All of the information that you need and no more than you need to become who you truly are. So the thought of love is always flowing to you. The thought that you are absolutely perfect as you are now is always flowing to you. Can you receive that thought? Well, that depends on your perspective of yourself. If you believe your source, then you will be fully connected to that thought of pure positive love. If you believe you're less than source or an isolated individual with flaws, imperfect in every way, you will not feel that feeling of love that's for you in every moment. And when you feel joy, it's simply that you have allowed for the conditions or for your thoughts at that time to be in perfect alignment with how source is thinking of you. If you want to feel more joy, you gain a higher perspective of yourself, worthy of love, worthy of anything you want, perfect as you are, without flaws, no need for improvement, no need for the conditions to be different than they are, full acceptance of what is. You will feel more and more and more moments of joy because the love is flowing to you from source, from your millions of guides and supporters, and from your inner self, all of whom are source itself. And so to pick apart and say, source is different than your inner self, or source is different than your guides and supporters, or source is different than you, is inaccurate.
Hmm.
You're an aspect of source, your source itself, experiencing a physical existence. Coming to realize more and more and more through each experience that you are source itself. And so let's say that you are born, you come in understanding fully that you are source, being born as source, perfectly worthy, perfectly capable of any experience, perfectly interested in the expansion that's being offered here. And then you adopt limiting beliefs along the way, and you come to the realization that you're just a isolated individual trying to survive in a malevolent environment. And then you get brought by source, by your inner self, through guidance, to information that allows you to perceive that there is something beyond death, for instance, or that there is something else happening in physical reality, that there are teachers teaching things that are beyond what is commonly considered reality, and that if you start perceiving yourself in this higher perspective, that there is no death, that you are eternal, that you are good, that you are worthy, that you are perfect, that you're not flawed, that you are a source of self, then you get more inspiration and more access to experiences that resonate with this version of you. And this is what you truly want. And you expand along the way. And you start to feel better. You start to feel joy and love and acceptance. And this is your indication that you're coming to a new awareness of who you are and dropping the limiting beliefs that cause you to perceive that you're not source, that you're not connected, that you're not loved, that you're not worthy. Hmm. The difference between feeling really good, feeling the love that's coming from source, and feeling really bad and feeling the pain and suffering of physical life is exactly related to how you perceive yourself. It's your belief systems. Open up your belief systems about the power that's within you, the perfect perfection that is you, and you'll experience more and more joy in your life.
Mm, thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua?
Yes.
It's JoJo. I'm just really, really fascinated with, so Abraham through Esther calls it cooperative components. I'm not sure what you call it, but
cooperative component is the perfect phrase. You want to be the cooperative component for every one of your desires to manifest into you. How do you do that? You are being guided to a vibration that will match every single desire that you hold. You must be cooperative in the guidance that is coming forth. Imagine that you are being led by a wise old man through the desert. And you could say to yourself that this is not the way, or that this journey is not pleasant, or that we're never going to get there. And that is, and you may argue with the guide. You may take a path thinking you know the better route. You may turn around and go back. You may sit down in the middle of the path. That's not being the cooperative component. You're seeing every step of that journey is wrong. And so you're resisting where you're being led. Because from your perspective, it doesn't seem like the right way. Because you've been taught that it should look like this. It should look different than it is. The wise guide who has been on this trip many, many times is helping you along. And when there is a boulder in that path, there is no need to excavate the boulder or climb over the boulder. It's simply to follow your lead around the path in the easiest possible way without thinking that this boulder should not be here, you see, or without thinking that the weather should be better or that the sky should be sunny or whatever it is. It's perfect. That path is perfect for you. No one else can go in that path but you. And so when the obstacles come up or the manifestation events come up, they're for you, helping you move along that path. But if you resist them saying, I think this is wrong and should not be in my path and wish things were different, then you're not being the cooperative component to the journey of self-discovery that you intended to go on all along.
So I'm gonna give an example. Let's say I'm looking for a purple three-legged unicorn with red hair, and Siri Rada happens to create one. Is the cooperative component simply a matter of law of attraction attracting us, or is it even greater than that, where there's non-physical components at work actively engaging to put these things in our path in a greater way than we can maybe humanly imagine?
So imagine the system. The system is based on the law of attraction. So what you want is created. You have to become a vibrational match to the thing that's created. And you could say that this thing I want does not exist, so why even want it? It's never going to happen. It's not possible. There is no such thing as this thing that I want. And so you're becoming resistant to what you've created in non-physical terms. And so you have to go on a journey from disbelief to belief. If you do not believe that you're worthy of this or that the system doesn't work, you'll put up so much resistance that it will never come to fruition. It'll never manifest. But if you say, I am open to anything that the universe has to give me, then the universe itself, your guides and supporters, First of all, how did you get the idea of this thing that you want? Was that an inspired idea, or was that an urge created from not feeling good or for feeling a lack of things that you want? You see, are you worthy of taking the steps? Are you worthy of receiving the thing you think you want? If you don't feel worthy of it, then it can't come to you. You can feel worthy of a thought of a mansion. You can feel worthy of a photo of a mansion. These are easy to manifest. You can manifest the thought of a mansion right now. There's no resistance. Because from your perspective, there's a difference between manifesting the thought and manifesting the mansion. In reality, they're exactly the same thing. But you understand that you're worthy of the thought of the mansion, and you're worthy of bringing it to you, and it is easy to do, and you've done it many times before, and there's nothing wrong with it, and so the thought of the mansion comes to you. There's no resistance. You could be worthy of a magazine about mansions, or worthy of going on an open house and touring mansions, or worthy of taking a vacation in a vacation rental in a mansion. And yet, each step along the way is the same creation process. You feel worthy of one, but you don't feel worthy of the actual mansion itself, because there's fear in there. How will I pay for it? What will people think of me? What kind of work would I have to effort and struggle to do to afford this thing, you see? And so everything is bringing you everything you want, whether you truly want it or whether you think you want it, it does not matter. You can manifest it all. Yet you have to be the cooperative component to that. The system is designed to bring you anything you want. Just as in the non-physical, creating a mansion out of thin air is the exact same process as creating a thought. And from the non-physical, there's no difference between the thought and the actual mansion. And the thought from the non-physical is just as enjoyable as the actual mansion, you see. So there is no wobble in that vibration whatsoever. You say, oh, a thought doesn't mean anything. It has to be real. It has to be physically manifested for me to get the feelings I think I want. I'm not feeling in that now, but if that mansion manifested, then I would have that feeling that I'm missing. This is not the way to create anything. This is the way to create the lack of it. If you hold importance or meaning in the actual physical manifestation of that mansion, saying that now that I live in the mansion, people are going to think that I'm wonderful, that is never going to be an easy manifestation. And when you get there, it'll never feel the way you want it to feel. It is the hard effort, struggle, suffering way to go about it. If you gave up attachment to anything, you could manifest it easily. And that would really mean that you had no need to manifest it in the first place. And so then you would just be on this journey, wherever the journey takes you, and you would love and appreciate every sight along the way. Not saying that, oh, now we're in a beautiful valley and I can see mountains, snow-capped mountains in the distance here, how beautiful that is. That must mean I'm a good person. You would never say that, you see. But so many of the things you desire are things to build up your sense of worthiness that you lack. And we say, realize that your source itself, that you came in worthy, that you're perfect as you are, that there is no need to prove your worthiness or validate your life to anyone else, and that just be led by what's interesting to you, what's exciting to you, and act on the inspiring idea in the moment, and the flow will take you to wherever you truly want to go, and that will simply feel wonderful.
Thank you, Joshua.
Excellent.
Joshua, I had a question.
Yes.
Hi, it's Jessica. I wanted to get clarification on thoughts. I understand that we attract thoughts. We don't create them in our heads. We're not. Our brain is not a thought factory. But I've got two questions, I think. Where do they come from? And do you, in the non-physical, also think thoughts?
We absolutely think thoughts. We are thinking thoughts now. We are reaching thoughts. We are transitioning the thoughts from the non-physical to the physical through Gary. These are thoughts that we have attracted based on our desire to answer questions that you're answering. Some of the thoughts have been thought before, And those thoughts are aligned with love. And some of the thoughts have never been thought before. And those have existed in a state of potentiality, released the moment that you have a question that allows us to bring forth an answer that would make sense to you based on the vibration you're offering right now.
So when you say they existed in a state of potentiality, where, how? I don't, it seems so.
Do you know where Saturn is?
Okay.
Do you know those rings around Saturn?
Right.
In there.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
The realm of potentiality, from a physical point of view, is hard to imagine.
Right.
Let's say that next year, there will be songs written, inventions created.
Yes, I know. They're all coming. Yeah. They're all being pulled down. I get that. I don't know if they're already...
They exist. All thoughts that will ever be thought exist. Those...
Who thought them, though? I mean, how did they come about?
The entire universe is a realm of potentiality. Okay. So before humans, the humans existed in a state of potentiality. And then when the vibration became requisite in physical reality, when it was time, then the humans came. And then it was time for you to come, you came, you see, at the perfect time. And so when it's time for a child to be born, that child exists in the state of potentiality based on the non-physical being who wants to experience another physical life, based on the parents who have not met each other yet, who want to create a family and a relationship and experience what they have come here to experience. And when the timing is divine, then the baby will come forth at the exact moment, at the exact time, to the exact family and the exact place on Earth, because the baby will become a vibrational match to the Earth on that time. The baby existed in potentiality, and babies exist in potentiality who were not yet born. Okay. Because the conditions have informed to become a vibrational match for them to come through, you see. And so every idea can only come forth when the idea is ready to come forth. And so ideas are coming forth all the time. So what's the difference between the idea that comes forth for the cell phone? Well, let's say millions of people received that same idea about the same time prior to its invention. What would it be like if we could take the phone out of the house and not be tied with the cord to the wall? Yet billions of people never had that idea. And of those millions of people that had the idea, one or two people brought it into physical reality. Right. Once the idea is here, then isn't it easy to improve on that idea? Because now more people are a vibrational match to the basis of the idea, and they're saying, how could we make it better? How could this be better? How could this be better? How could we do more? And this is what humans do. How could we make things better?
Right.
How could we make things better? What's new? What's new? What's more? What's more? What's more? And so these ideas are coming through at the right timing to those who become a cooperative component to those ideas. Let's do a little thought experiment here. Think a thought of a butterfly. You became a vibrational match to a butterfly, to the thought form of a butterfly. You change your vibration and you access that thought. Is that thought unique? Maybe it is. The way that you see that butterfly could have never been thought by anyone else. Imagine a butterfly riding a dragon through a snowstorm. That thought existed in potentiality and was reached in order to give an example of your question. So your question allowed us to bring forth a thought that has never been thought before or potentially never been thought before. It doesn't matter if it has been thought before or if it hasn't been thought before, you see. Because you have never thought that before. So it is new to you. And how you interpret it, maybe in a song, maybe in a book, maybe in a painting, you bring it forth in the non-physical. That is a unique manifestation based on your willingness to become a cooperative component to this idea. Why aren't you receiving more ideas? Because you do not perceive yourself as a creator of your reality. You perceive yourself as an individual who has to get by in a malevolent universe, doing the best that they can. And yet, if you were open to it, these thoughts, these magnificent thoughts, would flow to you if you had
right.
the desire.
Yeah. My question was related to that realm of potentiality that you mentioned that is so hard to imagine, and that everything then is prior to being.
I mean, everything is prior to being, and it comes when it's needed.
When it is needed, that's amazing.
Just as everything is received when it's needed at the perfect time and not before. You do not need the thought of a cell phone in 1200.
Right.
It wouldn't be of any benefit to have that thought.
Yet that thought already existed in the realm of potentiality.
Yet in the 70s, when that thought was thought more often, because of the technological changes that had occurred, then that thought is flowing to many people. And then some people bring that thought into physical reality. And this is the purpose of physical reality, is to take the non-physical and turn it into physical.
Okay. And you also attract these thoughts, in your case, in order to give us the answers that...
Only when needed. If we don't need the thought, but you provide us with the desire. And so in order for us to receive the abundance of everything we need, the thought's released, and we have no resistance to the thought. Gary might have resistance to the thought, and we may give him the thought, and he may not say the thought if he is not being as clear, but he is relatively clear, and so many of these ideas come through.
Okay.
Gary is also a vibrational match to all of you as well. So you represent what Gary is interested in this realm of understanding. You see.
Right.
So you, as a collective, as the group that you are on this call or in listening to this at a later date, you are bringing forth thoughts that move Gary as well to become more open in his belief system to allow us to relay even more thoughts.
Right. Yeah.
We could tell you many, 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 many more things. Gary wouldn't understand it and therefore wouldn't be able to translate it. And if he was able to translate it, then you wouldn't understand it. And therefore, it's not needed, you see.
Get it, yeah, okay.
Until you ask the question, you don't need it. But as you open up your belief systems, you allow in for the requirement of more information that will take you even further on your journey of self-discovery.
Okay. Thank you.
So how can you leverage this to create the life that you want to live? There is no need to become any different than you are. How you are living right now is leading towards this. It's simply a matter of your belief system. So if you can increase the intensity of beneficial beliefs while reducing the intensity of limiting beliefs, your belief system becomes more malleable. Therefore, you're more receptive to new ideas that others are yet to be receptive to. You have come here first, so you're receptive to this information that very, very, very few people are receptive to. As you build the vibration of this, just as those who built the vibration of the cell phone 50 years ago become more comfortable with these ideas, ingrain them in your belief system, and see the benefit of it, others will too. And this is you becoming a shining light. Imagine you're the first to have a cell phone. You walk around town, you go into restaurants, people are asking you, wow, what do you have there? The same is true with this new approach to life. You live this new approach to life yourself. Others will ask, how are you living this way? And if you are feeling worthy, you will explain it to them. Just like the person who came into the restaurant with a cell phone and people ask, what is that? If that person is proud of the cell phone and thinks of it as a marvel to share with others, then the others can vibrationally get with it. Even if some of those say, why is this necessary? This is just a bunch of junk. It's not needed. This is what's happening with you now. People will see your new approach to life, which you're interested in, and they won't be yet a vibrational match to it. you can't care because you know the value of the cell phone. You know the value of this information to specifically create the life that you personally prefer, not to solve anyone else's problems. And so sometimes with some people, you are sharing what you know, and often you are feeling unworthy to share what you know. You are afraid of negative feedback or negative emotion that might come with people not accepting that you accept this information. So for you to fulfill one of your pre-birth intentions, you will have to get comfortable with this fact that you are here first, that you are a light worker, that you are a spiritual leader and teacher, and you are here to bring forth information in a coherent, measured, thoughtful way about a new approach to life, primarily by living it yourself, and then being that example of alignment to others. There's no need to be afraid of talking about this information because the fear is that wobble in your vibration. If you feel uncomfortable living in this new approach to life and sharing it with others, there's wobble in your vibration and you will attract those who reflect that wobble. If, on the other hand, you have no wobble about it, you are not attached to what other people think of you, you need not help anyone else, you are simply doing this for the joy and excitement and exhilaration that comes from pursuing a new idea, and then you are inspired to speak about it, you will only attract people who are interested, and you will not attract people who show you your wobble because you have no wobble.
Understood, yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Excellent. We have time for one more question. This question must be the most important question ever asked by any human ever before. We want to reach a idea that's never been reached for before. We're just kidding. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Nothing's important. And the ideas that are existing in potentiality will come forth when they're needed or they won't. It does not matter. So who would like to ask this unimportant question?
I have a question.
Excellent.
Okay. Who says? The question that I have is about the Buddhist teachings that desire is the result, or that desire is the cause of all suffering.
If you have a desire and you perceive the desire is coming to you, then what happens? You are looking at the desire from the same perspective of your inner self because your inner self knows the desire is coming to you. And so since you are aligned with the perspective of your inner self, you feel good. Alignment feels good. It's the sign of beneficial beliefs. Positive emotion is a sign of aligned perspective with your inner self. Your inner self has all the information, knows where everything is going, and realizes that you're perfectly on your path to receiving everything you want. When you perceive that you're not getting what you want, and you have great attachment to this desire, you will become out of alignment, which means that your perspective is limited because you do not have all the information. And your inner self wants you to maintain the higher perspective. And so as guidance, your inner self gives you a negative emotion. And you can label, based on the intensity of that negative emotion, suffering. That's what suffering is. There is no need to suffer. And if you want to ease your suffering, all you do is release your attachment to anything you think you want. Most of the things you think you want are designed to make you feel worthy, or to give you some feeling you don't have now. Well, think about what you truly want. You truly want to express your love and acceptance. You can do that now. You truly want freedom and abundance. You are free to think any thought you want, and everything you need to explore whatever you need is always coming to you. So you are and have always had pure freedom and total abundance. And it's your choice to expand in joy or to take a limited perspective and expand in suffering, but you will expand either way. Ease your suffering by releasing your attachment to what is, going with the flow of what is, having faith that you're always going to be guided towards the authentic version of you. Offer no resistance by seeing nothing is wrong, realizing that everything that comes to you is for you, and you will end your personal suffering. You are an amazing group of incredible co-creators coming forth to shine a light on a new approach to life. You are daring and courageous. You are far more than you perceive yourself to be. Think about the perfection that is you. Think about how you got here. You got here through inspiration. You were a cooperative component to all the steps that led you here. You can become a cooperative component to every step that will take you to everywhere you want to go. This journey is supposed to be fun. Ease up on yourself, ease up on everyone else, and just follow the wise old man as he takes you easily and effortlessly to the life of your dreams. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. It was fun to be here.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Joshua.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see y'all later.
You too. Take good care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.